A reading from the book of Hebrews, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 14. For every high priest chosen from among men is appointed to act on behalf of men in relation to God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sin. He can deal gently with the ignorant and wayward, since he himself is beset with weakness. Because of this, he is obligated to offer sacrifice for his own sins, just as he does for those of the people. And no one takes this honor for himself, but only when called by God, just as Aaron was. So also Christ did not exalt himself to be made a high priest, but was appointed by him who said to him, "You are my son, today I have begotten you." And he says also in another place, "You are a priest forever, in the order of Melchizedek." In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverence. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him, being designated by God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. About this we have much to say, and it is hard to explain, since you have become dull of hearing. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the basic principles of the oracles of God. You need milk, not solid food, for everyone who lives on milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness since he is a child. But solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Peter Lang, Bethany Lutheran Church, Eldon, Missouri.
If someone were to ask you to summarize the Bible in three words or less, how would you answer? You might say that the Bible is about God's glory or man's salvation or forgiveness of sins, and those would all be good answers. But suppose you were asked to reduce the whole Bible to one word. What would you say? What word would you use? Well, the best summary of the entire Bible is in the one word, the one name, Jesus. For the glory of God, the salvation of man, and the forgiveness of sins are all bound up in that one wonderful name, the name of Jesus. That's what the book of Hebrews is all about, showing Jesus to be greater than angels, prophets, priests, or kings. For he is the prophet, the priest, and the king. Son of God and Son of Man, the pioneer and perfecter, the founder and finisher of our faith. And in Hebrews 5 specifically, he is our great high priest. Paul says in his first letter to Timothy, there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ, who gave himself up as a ransom for us all. A mediator is someone who stands in the middle, stands in the gap, an intercessor, a go-between, someone who settles disputes and resolves conflicts between people or groups in order to bring them together. As the divinely appointed mediator between God and men, it is Christ's office to make peace between a holy God and sinful men. Because of our sinful nature, we all have a natural resistance and even hostility toward God. We struggle with the basic idea of who God is and what he does. We wish that he didn't even exist. Deep down inside, we want to be our own God. At the very least, we want to tell God what we want him to do. We all have a natural tendency to rebel. Well, God cannot tolerate our sin and rebellion. God is holy and righteous and just, and we are sinful, fallen, and rebellious. So on the one hand, you have a holy and righteous God, and on the other, you have fallen and sinful man. How are these two sides ever going to come together? We are in dire need of some mediation. We need a mediator. Fortunately for us, the one who is appointed for us is exactly the one we need. Jesus is uniquely qualified to be our mediator, our intercessor, our great high priest. Only Jesus, the one and only Son from the Father, fully and perfectly fills this role for us. Jesus is true God, co-equal with the Father in every way. Yet at the same time, Jesus is complete and perfect man. So Jesus, in his unique person as both God and man, is equal in dignity with God and perfect in sympathy with man. The Lord Jesus not only perfectly identifies with both God and man, he perfectly represents God to us, and he perfectly represents us to God. And so, as our great high priest, Jesus reconciles us to God. He settles every dispute and controversy. He resolves every problem and difficulty. He puts away all our sins and turns away God's wrath. So that God is not only appeased, he's pleased with us and every sinner that's baptized and believes in Jesus. Some might say, how can God be pleased with sinners? He's too strong and mighty, too great and awesome, too pure and holy for sinners to come near him. Well, in a sense, that's true. That's why he's the one who had to come down to us. And now because of that, because of Christ's life and death and resurrection for us in our place, now we have an advocate, one who intercedes for us, one who is seated at the right hand of the throne on high, our brother and our Lord, the God-man, the advocate, Jesus Christ, full of God's divinity, yet dressed in our humanity. As our mediator, the God-man Jesus gave himself up as a ransom for sin, becoming our substitute by dying for us on the cross, paying the price for our transgression, suffering the wrath of God the Father, taking our place and our punishment upon himself. So he is also able to save those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. Because of all this, we can be assured that God is willing and able to save. Now, there may be some listening today who aren't sure that God is really able to save sinners. Maybe you think he isn't strong enough, or that maybe you haven't been good enough, or maybe you think others out there have been so bad they must be outside of God's reach. But God's will is that all be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. God desires our salvation. He's willing and able to save sinners. He's done everything possible to make that happen. He wants that more than anything else in the whole universe. God is so willing and so able to save sinners that he sent his own son to be the perfect mediator between God and man, our great high priest. Dear friends, Jesus is everything we need because he is all that we are not. He's holy and pure, strong and mighty to save, rich in mercy, full of grace, full of love and compassion. His glory far outweighs our shame. His grace is far greater than all our sin. Because of him, we have the promise that where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. The only mediator between God and man is the God-man, our great high priest, Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We thank Pastor Peter Lang for this meditation on God's Word.